Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus.
love the Lord, because he has heard my voice and my supplications. Supplications means prayer. Because he has inclined means the Lord, his ear unto me, therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. The sorrows of death compass me. Compass means to be around me. And the pains of hell that hold upon me, I found trouble and sorrow. Then I call upon the name of Yah the Lord. O Lord Yah, I beseech thee, beseech me to ask or beg, deliver my soul. Righteous is Yah the Lord, and righteous, yea, our God is merciful. Yah the Lord preserveth the simple. Simple means easy or not difficult. I was brought low, and he helped me. Return unto thy rest, O my soul. For Yah the Lord has dealt bountifully with me. Bountifully means much or ample. For thou hast delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. I will walk before Yah the Lord in the land of the living. I believe, therefore, I have spoken. I was greatly afflicted. Afflicted means troubled or distressed. I said in my haste, all men are liars. What shall I render unto Yah the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take the cup of salvation. Salvation means deliverance from whatever. It could be just sins or addiction, whatever. And call upon the name of Yah the Lord. I will pay my vows unto Yah the Lord. Vows means to your oath, your pledge, or your promise. I will pay my vows unto Yah the Lord. Now, in the presence of all his people, precious in the sight of Yah the Lord is the death of his saints. O Lord Yah, truly, I am thy servant. I am thy servant and the son of thy handmaid. Thou hast loosed my bonds. I will offer to thee the sacrifices of thanksgiving and call upon the name of Yah the Lord. I will pay my vows unto Yah the Lord now in the presence of all his people and in the courts of Yah the Lord's house in the midst of thee. O Jerusalem, praise ye Yah the Lord. I have read to you in its entirety Psalms 116. Let's have a word of prayer to our Father in heaven. Do as I do. Look towards the east and bow down and say your prayer while I say my prayer. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for this day, for allowing us to live and be glad in it. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Bless us, sheep, to remain obedient to your precepts, precepts of rules, judgments, and commandments as we learn them. Thank you for keeping natural disasters away from Detroit, Michigan. You can say your city, your blessed city. Thank you for allowing us sheep to have sane, sound mind with excellent health. I say this prayer in Yahweh's name, a.k.a. also known as Jesus. Amen. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris. Happy Sabbath, everybody. The only day in the Bible that tells you to keep holy and to remember the Sabbath day and rest. You'll find that in the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verse 8. Sabbath starts Friday evening and ends Saturday evening. I read from the King James Version of the Bible. See, if you know to have your three P's ready, they are your pen, pencil, and paper. You might want to jot down something that I will say or read to you today. I want you to follow me to the book of Jeremiah after I share with you my thoughts this day, December 27, 2014. The year has come and gone. The next time I speak with you, Sheikh, that will be in a new year, 2015. I want you to know or remember over the years that I have spoken to you, and I am told that my voice is muffled or inaudible. I pray that God will give me the ability to purchase equipment that will allow me to speak to you where you can understand, and there will be no muffling sounds or inaudible sounds. The letters J and Z were made after the King James Version of the Bible. Look, you can find that in the Guinness Book of World Records, 1985, page 138. So this Bible was written deliberately without the letter, without the correct name of Yahweh. Instead, it used the letter J for us not to know Yahweh's name. It wanted us to know the name of Jesus. Another thing that I want you to know is that over the years I've told you that Jesus is a black man or a man of color. My professor told me that years ago. Another thing, descendants of slaves were brought to the United States. You'll find that in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verse 68. And we are the true Israelites. This is what I teach you. And it's being muffled or inaudible because the devil wants the truth not to be heard. He wants you to continue in your lies. You'll find in the book of Genesis, chapter 15, verses 13 and 14, where Abram cries because he is told that his descendants were going to be in a land that is not theirs. Now, those who say that they are Jews, they are not the real Israelites. We are. I want you to go to your computers, if you have one, and look up Lemba, L-E-M-B-A-D-N-A. They are this descendants of Israel. And once you Google them, and you'll see that, look under image, you'll see that they look just like you and I, a black person. Another thing, I watched this weekend, or this past weekend, how the churches, many churches in the United States of America, celebrate the heathens' tradition of the cutting of a tree with an axe. In the book of Jeremiah, chapter 10, verses 1 through 5, it tells us not to do as the heathen. And I see that many churches do as the heathen. Another thing I read to you last week in the book of Jeremiah, or the week before that, Jeremiah, go to chapter 17, and it tells us to, let's see, I think it's neither carry the burdens forth out of your house on the Sabbath day, neither do any work. But hallow the Sabbath day as I commanded, but ye obey not, neither incline your necks, and not hear to receive instruction. Let me go up above that, because I read that you are to for yourselves, let's see. Your churches aren't telling you what you should do for yourself. It's that you will have to save your own souls. And right now, I cannot, it seems as if I cannot find where it tells you to save your own souls. And I read that, I thought it was in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 17. It is in there someplace. And I'm going to look for it until I can find it. But I don't have much time now. I need to start reading my lesson for today, or my reading for today. And you know how fast that I read at a snail's pace. So, I stress to you, I want you all to know that I stress to you that you are not to work on the Sabbath day. You are to keep it holy. This is what my lessons are about. It's about doing what says the Bible, what the Bible says. Let's go to Jeremiah chapter 19 and start reading at verse 1. It's the sign of the broken flask. A flask is a clay jar. Let's start reading Jeremiah 19 at chapter 1. Thus said Yah the Lord, go and get a potter's earthen vessel, that's a clay bottle, and take of the ancients of the people and of the ancients of the priests. So what he's telling Jeremiah to do is to do, one is to get a clay bottle, and two, to get ancient people, that's more than one, and ancient priests, that's more than one. He says, verse 2, go forth unto the valley of the sons of Hanun, which is by the entry of the east gate, and proclaim there the words that I shall tell thee. And say, hear ye the words of God the Lord, O kings of Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem. Thus said God the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will bring evil upon this place, the which whosoever heareth, his ears shall tingle. And I'm thinking, tingle, let me be to shudder at this pronouncement that Jeremiah is about to make. Because they have forsaken me. Forsaken means to abandon, forget, or left, and have estranged themselves. Estranged also means to be gone or to leave or left, and have burned incense in it unto other gods, whom neither they nor their fathers have known, nor the kings of Judah, and have filled this place with the blood of innocence. They have built also the high places of Baal to burn their sons with fire from burnt offerings unto Baal, which I commanded not, nor spake it, neither came it into my mind. You see, you hear that? See, verse 6, therefore, behold, the days come, says Yah the Lord, that this place shall no more be called Topheth, nor the valley of the son of Hanun, but the valley of slaughter. And I will make void, void means empty, the council. Counsel means advice or opinions of Judah and Jerusalem in this place. And I will cause them to fall by the sword before their enemies and by the hands of them that seek their lives. And their carcasses will I give to be meat for the fowls of the heavens and for the beasts of the earth. Beast means animal. And I will make this city desolate. Desolate means empty or vacant. And hissing, everyone that passes thereby shall be astonished. Astonished means amazed. And hissing means giving their disapproval. And hiss because of all the plagues. Plagues are diseases thereof. Verse 9. I will cause them to eat the flesh of their sons and the flesh of their daughters, and they shall eat every one the flesh of his friend in the siege and straitness. Siege means their town will be surrounded and they cannot get out to go and look for food and water, whereby their enemies and they that seek their lives shall strengthen them. Again, strengthen means distress them. Verse 10, then shalt thou break the bottle in the sight of the men that go with thee, and shall say unto them, thus is Yah the Lord of hosts, even so will I break this people and this city, and as one breaketh a potter's vessel that cannot be made whole again, and they shall bury them in Topheth till there be no place to bury. Verse 12. Thus will I do unto this place, said Yah the Lord, and to the inhabitants thereof, and even make this city as Topheth. Verse 13. And the houses of Jerusalem and the houses of the kings of Judah shall be defiled. Defiled means boiled, violated. As this place of Topheth, because all the houses upon whose roof they have burned incense unto the host of heaven and poured out drink offerings unto other gods. Now, in the book of the Ten Commandments, verses 1 and 2, I'm going to read that to you because we are not supposed to have any other gods before God. Turn your Bibles to the book of Exodus, chapter 20, and start reading at verse 3. Commandment 1, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Remember, the Bible is written precept upon precept, that's rule by rule, here a little, there a little, line upon line. And verse 2, the second commandment says, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in the heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquities. The iniquities are your wicked acts or your sinful acts of the fathers upon the children of the third and fourth generation, of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Let's pick up where I left off. And I left off at verse 14 of Jeremiah chapter 19. Let's pick up reading at verse 14 of chapter 19. Then came Jeremiah to Tophah, whether the Lord had sent him to prophesy. And he stood in the courts of Yah the Lord's house and said to all the people, thus said Yah the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will bring upon this city and upon her town all the evil that I have pronounced against it, because they have hardened their necks that they may not hear my voice. And this is what happened to us, see. We hardened our necks and did not hear the words of God. So, Lord, I have finished reading chapter 19, and we will pick up reading chapter 20 next time. But this is what I want your sheep to know. We were punished, and what I'm going to try to do right now is turn to Deuteronomy chapter 28 and read chapter 28, verse 28. Let's see, I'm Deuteronomy chapter 33. Okay, here it is. Because of our disobedience, this is what was done to us. And Yah the Lord shall bring thee into Egypt. Egypt means bondage. Again, with ships. We are the only people on earth that I know of was put in bondage by brought to a land that we do not know upon ship. By the way thereof I spake unto thee, thou shalt see it no more again, and thou shalt be sold. We're the only people that I know that were sold to your enemies for bondmen and bondwomen, and no man shall buy you. That's us, black folks. Wake up. We are in the year 2014. The book of Daniel, I think it's the end of chapter 11, says that knowledge shall be increased. Stop being ignorant. You know better. Many of you have a college graduate. You know better. Let's say a word of closing prayer. Father in heaven, we thank you for keeping the evil one away from us. We thank you for your constant protection. I say this in prayer in Yahweh's name, also known as Jesus Christ. Remember, sheep, take our Heavenly Father with you everywhere you go. And if it's God's will, I will talk with you next time. I want you to go and purchase this book, How to Eat and Live. Go to www.eatandliveelonger.com. I love you, but God loves you more. Read up. Let's not be ignorant anymore to what's going on, and follow the instructions of the Bible. Your pastors, some of them are not feeding you. Most of you read better than your pastors, so do it.